At Renewal by Andersen, we love sharing friendly words of wisdom about windows and doors. And we're thrilled when our customers do the same.
We're just so happy with the quality of the windows, the warranty of the windows, the fact that I get a call every year asking, is there anything else we can do for you? Do you need any help with anything? That to me is a good quality company.
Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment when it's time to talk windows. We'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
And the news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, in Kumasi. We are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including Jubilee and Sun City Radio, Keta, Sabuba FM, Sabuba, A1 Radio, Bogatang, Red Radio, TV, online content on myjoyonline.com. Coming up, MPP retains a Jusu seat at Kwabena Boateng Pool, 55.8%.
I have the greatest opportunity to declare Kwabena Boateng as Member of Parliament elect for Ajuso constituency
of the 20. Also, organized labor reaches consensus with government over delayed Tier 2 contribution as they give government 2 days to present a written agreement on payment plan.
They are supposed to present it to labor, for labor to sit with its technical committee and look through it before we signed that document, which I think by the close of Thursday, those documents are supposed to come to us.
Details as the union calls on President Akufo-Addo to announce expenditure cut on government machinery on Workers' Day today.
And I also expect government to announce a dramatic cutting down of expenditure on the public purse.
And later, Fisheries Ministry tells Government Assurance Committee it will take another $10 million to be able to operationalize the Elmina Fishing Processing Plant commissioned in 2016, but locked up since then.
But I bet you we don't need anything less than $10 million to do this project. Yes. And that is why we were still falling on the Indian Exim Bank to continue with the facility.
My name is Elton Brobe. And this is your election headquarters. Let's start from Ejusu in the Ashanti region, because the New Patriotic Party has successfully retained the Ejusu parliamentary seat with its candidate Kwabena Boateng, pulling 27,000, representing 55.7% in Tuesday's by-election. His closest contender, Kwabena Osuedioma, a former member of parliament for the area who ran as an independent candidate, secured 21,000 votes, or 43.2%. Total turnout was 49.1%. Here is the Ashanti Region Director of the Electoral Commission, Benjamin Banobio, announcing the results after the polls.
Joseph obtained 222 votes. Kwabena Osuedioma obtained 21,536 votes. Beatrice Bwachi obtained 149 votes. Osei Esther obtained 89 votes. Kwabena Boateng obtained 27,782 votes. So in view of these results, the one with the highest being declared as the Member of Parliament elect, I have the greatest opportunity to declare Kwabena Boateng as Member of Parliament elect for Ajuso constituency of the 2024 parliamentary by-election. So I therefore invite
the elected Member of Parliament for Ejusu, Kwabena Boateng, pledged to bring all disgruntled members of the MPP on board for victory in the December elections.
The task is for us to go down and then talk to our people. They are our people. I do not think that the party is minded, or that me as the MP elect is minded to neglect anybody. Not at all. Political parties are built with multitudes. You need the people. So my task is to go down there and then be with my people, listen to them. Whatever constitutes the disagreement, my job is to make sure that we jojo and then find the common grounds.
Meanwhile, the Member of Parliament for Kwadaso constituency in the Ashanti region, Professor Kingsley Nyakon, has denied allegations that money he offered electoral officers during the by-election on Tuesday was meant to bribe them. The incident, which was captured on camera, has since Tuesday afternoon, when it emerged, being the talk of town, with the Electoral Commission immediately withdrawing the officers involved and handing the matter over to the police. But Kingsley Nyakom has been reacting to the matter.
I've not influenced the process. I don't feel bad because I know I've done nothing wrong. Okay? I know it's politics. People are going to spin. You know, we've been in this political game all this while. And those who are spinning, I don't begrudge them. That is politics. That is it. But me, Kingsley Nyakom, I'm putting on record that I've not done anything, whether overtly or covertly, to influence the process. Let me ask you this question. The polling agents, six candidates with their agents, isn't it? So if I had done something bad to influence the process, don't you think that they would have raised an issue there? Your reporter was here. Ask him if anybody raised anything against me when I even put the document to the person.
Kingsley Nyakom is a member of parliament for Kwadas. Now let's move to some other stories now. And today is May Day Workers' Day. And organized labor has reached some level of consensus with government on their demand for immediate payment of all tier 2 pension deductions. This agreement was reached at the meeting between organized labor, the employment and the labor relations ministry, the Ministry of Finance, SNIT, on Tuesday. The unions have in the past few days been agitating over government inability to remit all their tier 2 pension deductions to the fund managers since July 2023. Listen to NAGRA President Angel Kabunu on what has been agreed on the matter.
The lump sum that SNIT is supposed to pay beneficiaries have also been decided on. So we can say that there is progress being made on the issues that led to the threat to embark on industrial action. Yes. Whatever proposal they have, they are supposed to present it to Labour, for Labour to sit with its technical committee and look through it before we signed that document, which I think by the close of Thursday, those documents are supposed to come to us.
He also put forth some key issues of concern as they look forward to the president to address them today.
I expect the president to indicate to workers its commitment to our wherewithal as contributors to this economy. I expect the government to identify and address the economic situation, because these are things that affect workers. I expect the government to announce the reduction of its hold on institutions such as SNIT. And I also expect government to announce a dramatic cutting down of expenditure on the public purse. These are things I expect the president to talk about.
To some other stories now, and the Ghana Immigration Services has enhanced a second layer of border management to counter terrorism threats. Speaking at the sidelines of the African Maritime Forces Summit, Comptroller General of the GIS, Kwame Asua, said his outfit has strengthened its inland checkpoint to deal with a possible infiltration of terrorists into the country. Masola Gbagba has more in this report.
Governmental and military leaders from more than 40 countries on four continents kicked off the second annual African Maritime Forces Summit and third Naval Infantry Leaders Symposium Africa here in Accra. The forum will strengthen strategic level relationships to help facilitate better regional cooperation when dealing with maritime threats. Speaking at the event, U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Virginia Palmer, said, considering what is happening in West Africa regarding military overthrows, Ghana's military must be commended for respecting the Constitution.
Important these days. So I salute you. We all respect it very deeply. And it is a great contributor to Ghana's success.
Masala Baba Father report. Before we go, Minister for Fisheries and Aquaculture, Mavis Awakumsi, says government needs at least $10 million to operationalize the Elmina fish processing plant. The plant built under the elsewhere John Mahama administration has been under lock and key. That's why the then president commissioned it in 2016. But answering questions before Parliament's Government Assurance Committee, the minister explained that the plant will need to work up to $100 million is needed to make it operational.
I've chased the Indian Exim Bank. I've gone to India myself on two occasions because of this issue. And they are not forthcoming. So I will have discussion with the finance ministry if they will avail some money for me. But I bet you we don't need anything less than $10 million to do this project. Yes. And that is why we were still falling on the Indian Exim Bank to continue with the facility. so that they will know the total cost that can make this plant functional.
Mavis Hawkinson is the minister responsible for fisheries and aquaculture. Well, that's it for the news at 6 here on Joy. For more stories, log on to our website, myjoyonline.com. My name is Elton Brobe. The Super Morning Show continues with Kojo Jansen. Have a good morning.